On her last visit to the South Bronx of New York in June 1997, just less than 3 months before her death, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was seen in a wheelchair, and on her lap was a basket. It was a basket full of medals. Her sisters kept refilling the basket because Mother gave these medals out in great quantities. And this was something she did throughout her whole life. She gave the medals to Christians and non-Christians alike. She gave them to everyone. What were these medals? The medals Mother Teresa gave out are called the Miraculous Medal. Have you ever heard of these medals? Why did Mother Teresa give out so many in her lifetime? Where did the medal come from? During the 18th and 19th centuries, France was in turmoil. The French Revolution was bloody, and it was followed by Napoleon's wars with all the nations of Europe. The culture precipitated into a moral decline. Materialism and scientism were rapidly spreading. The world was slowly forgetting God. But God did not forget the world. Just when everything seemed dark and overwhelming, light began to glimmer, and it glimmered in a very unexpected place. The year 1830 in Paris, Rue de Bac, at the mother house of a religious congregation called the Daughters of Charity, there was a simple and humble sister named Catherine Laboureil. In that year, the month of July, she herself recounts, "I was asleep when at 11:30 I heard my name, Sister Catherine, Sister Catherine, Sister Catherine." This is what happened.
Wake up! The Blessed Virgin is waiting for you. The Blessed Virgin is waiting for you. This is the Blessed Virgin. This is the Blessed Virgin.
God wishes to charge you with a mission. You will have much to suffer, but you will rise above this suffering by reflecting that what you do is for the glory of God. You will know what the good God wants. You will be contradicted, but have no fear. You shall have grace. Have confidence. Do not be afraid. The times are evil. The whole world will plunge into every kind of misery. But come to the foot of the altar. There, graces will be shed upon all, great and small, who ask for them. I shall be with you. I always have my eye upon you. I will grant you great graces. The moment will come when the danger will be extreme. It will seem as if all is lost. At that time, I will be with you. Have confidence. You will recognize my coming and the protection of God. Have confidence. 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 Confidence.
The mother of Jesus tells us to have confidence. Where sin abounds, St. Paul tells us, grace abounds all the more. Evil never has the final word. God always has the final word. 4 months after the first apparition, heaven revealed its plan.
Most Holy Mother,
this ball that you see represents the whole world and each person in particular. These are symbols of the grace I shed upon those who ask for them. Have a medal struck after this model. All who wear it shall receive great graces. They should wear it around the neck. Graces abound for all who wear it with confidence. Confidence.
Confidence. God wants to shower His grace on us, but we have to ask for them. And heaven made it simple. Wear the miraculous medal. And this was St. Catherine Laboure's mission. Have a medal made, spread its use, and assure great favors to those who wore it with devotion. The very first medal was made in 1832, and between 1832 to 1836, it's been estimated that in France alone, over 11 million medals were made. The medal was initially known as the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. But within 2 years, thanks to all the miraculous healings, the people were calling it the Miraculous Medal, the title under which it is known by everyone today. Sister Catherine led a humble and simple religious life, despite being privileged of seeing the Mother of Jesus. But when one sister knelt down and told her that she was highly favored, Sister Catherine had this to say, "Oh, I have only been an instrument. The Blessed Virgin did not appear on my behalf." She said that she did not appear on her behalf because she appeared on ours. Mother Teresa gave out thousands upon thousands of medals. And when she did, she also taught the people that she gave the medals to a very simple yet powerful prayer. O Mary, Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now. Do you have a miraculous medal? Why not pick one up at Our Lady's Chapel and use the same prayer to the Blessed Virgin? O Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now.